The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday and welcome to a live edition of Messy & Co. I'm Ashley. That is Gian. And what else is there to say except Inter Miami are your 2024 Supporters Shield champions. Supporters Shield winners. Round of applause.
Very good. Wow. Very good.
Let's
That's
go.
Exciting. Exciting. We something we'd been looking forward to for a really long time that we thought could be done, that at times it looked like, you know, because of some of the situations that this team has had to go through, it looked like it might be more difficult. And man, this team pulled through with Messi, without Messi, when they had to, then Messi comes back. Like, it was just, man, what a whirlwind of like all these different things that they had to overcome. And they finally did it, and it's exciting. Man, I am so happy. I'm so happy that we finally got it. Supporters Shield champions, it feels good. And obviously, if you saw all the social media posting and all that stuff, you can tell that this team really wanted it. Like, they wanted it bad, and they were celebrating, and they were happy. They were taking pictures with it. Like, it was nice. Everybody was having a great time. So
That celebration looked cool. Everyone seemed really, really happy. And let's talk about the game itself. First of all, though, we're really happy to be live again. We know it's been a while. We see, obviously, some people are joining. So welcome. Make sure you guys are commenting, letting us know what you think, what you want to talk about, all that good stuff. But it was a game that was very stressful, like we said. I just think that there's some people who like know sports so well and who can just predict things at such a high level and are just they know ball and they guessed the score would be 3-2 and Inter Miami would win, and so they deserve credit, don't you think?
Who might that be, huh? I wonder who. Somebody's gloating.
Never.
Well, hey, look, when you came up with that, I said it like, okay. 3-2 is a lot of goals in a game that was going to be really tough against a team. Three goals against a team that's the best defensive team in the league, which is Columbus. Like, I thought it was going to be difficult. I didn't think it was going to happen. I said 2-1. And, man, the fact that you got that right, props to you, for real. Like, props to you. That was not easy to get. And I said it, like, 3-2 to me, when you said that, meant that it was a game that was going to have you, like, till the very end. Like, your blood pressure high and excitement and scary situations. And holy cow, that's how it happened. Your 3-2 came to life. And man, that was a stressful, a lot of anxiety. Like, it kept
penalties, penalty goals, offsides. The game had everything. Red card. The game had everything. Why don't you break down for us, Gian, in your thoughts, just like before we specifically talk about Messi, which we will, because I already see some comments coming in about obviously a subject everyone wants to talk about. But besides just, Messi himself, what were your thoughts of just like the overall game, the performance, the halves, like how it made you feel?
Okay, yeah. So to me, I mean, look, what a great result for Inter Miami playing against Columbus, a team that is probably the top two team, I think, in MLS, along with Inter Miami. They're a team that has had a lot of success over the last couple of years, that have played excellent that has, as you look at the table, right behind Inter Miami, one of the best defensive teams in the league. It was going to be tough to score on them from the beginning. So I just look at that score and I say, what a good result for Inter Miami playing away from home, with Messi still trying to make his way back, still not fully 100%, even though his 80, 90% is much better than a lot of players, you know, that are at their full.
500%, but
even Tata Martino and others yesterday and throughout the week at different press interviews and questions, they were asked about that. And they did say that Messi's not at 100%. He's making his way back. So taking that all into consideration, what a great result for Inter Miami to beat Columbus, their biggest rival, the team that others, that many people said were probably still better than them at this point, and to do it away from home, and with the cherry on top, get the supporter shield. Man, what a great result. But here's something I will say. There's a difference between a great result and a great performance. And I didn't want to spoil it. You know, everybody was celebrating. I was celebrating, so happy for this team. So I didn't really comment too much about it in the moment. But to me, there's a great result, but it wasn't the best performance in my eyes. And I think that now with playing against Toronto today and then playing against
New England
next, I think that these are two games where Inter Miami is going to want to make sure that they get certain things that we saw throughout that game in check going into the playoffs. Why do I say that? Look, obviously you go into that first half, it's really tough. Inter Miami is a team that as they play, they get better and better. Sometimes they don't look so good at the beginning. So when I saw that, I wasn't too worried. They tend to get, they're also a second half team, but you know, Messi comes in and Messi scores a beautiful goal off of a great pass over the back of the center backs from Jordi Alba from the back line. That's something you love to see. We don't see it too often where we have our center backs or our defenders, you know, making those great passes. Mm-hmm. But that was beautiful. Messi gets the ball, dribbles past two defenders, and scores a great goal. So I think that that was awesome. And then after that, Messi goes and scores an amazing free kick, a curling, right? Like, not even over, but like around, like around.
Yeah, no, that it was
almost like Roberto Carlos, like that famous, right. Kind of like that, you know, where it goes and curves beautiful. And then in the second half, obviously you have Suarez that is in a good position after the Columbus goalie isn't able to hold on to the ball because he crashes into the defender and Suarez is there to fish the goal in. But I think that you look at that and you say, like, there's some of these things that you can't depend on, right? Every game, right? Messi's not always going to bail you out. Messi's not always going to get a free kick every game. That was greatly engineered by Suarez, who put his body in front of the defender and fell purposely. And you're not going to have a goalie dropping the ball all the time. Basically, you only had one play that resulted in a goal, which was Messi's. Other than that, this team just didn't look that good, I think, on the field. I think they struggled a lot, right? And on the other hand, Columbus played, I think, pretty good. And they had two genuine goals. And I think that when I look at this game, for me, the second half was probably the most worrisome because Columbus is down a player and Inter Miami, I think
we're sitting back.
And it wasn't, yeah, to me, the smartest thing. I think the team looked really bad in that second half. I think Tata Martino needs to be better going into those types of situations if they happen to come up in the playoffs where you're up a man. Why did it look? It looked, the whole second half, it looked like Inter Miami was down a man. It didn't look like Columbus, right, was down a man. Columbus could have very well have scored and beat us that game in the second half. Hey, Drake Callender stops a penalty. Another guy that I think isn't spoken enough about in this game. I think that he is
in the season,
him and Messi basically won this game. So it comes down to like individual things, individual players making great plays that won us this game. Something that early on in the season we depended too much on. And we said, hey, this team got better. They played better. I just didn't see that so much in yesterday's game. Again, great result. But the performance, I think, could have been a bit better. And I'd like for it to get better over these next two games going into the playoffs. But that's kind of how I read the game. I just think I would have liked to see that second half look a bit better. There's too much danger. I don't think we handled that second half very well, more so from a strategic standpoint. So you know, but still don't want to take that away from the fact that we are Supporters Shield champions. I'm very happy for this team and an amazing result in a tough environment. And wow, it's just, it feels good. I know you guys as fans are probably feeling really good about it.
Yeah, well, so I mean, I think you know, you definitely make some good points about that. There was in the second half kind of let off a little bit, gave away the penalty, which, you know, it was obviously Ian Frey, he had his hand out, but I would say the same thing with Noah Allen. I mean, those were really just like them making plays, not so much you know, like trying to create a penalty or a handball, but it happens. Yeah. So Drake got the save, amazing. Let's talk about the good stuff though, right? Like we said, yeah, it was difficult, but they got the win. And after the last three matches where they couldn't get the win and they can only get the draw, this shows, you know, this is what separates good from great and good from champions. And so who is that separator? Well, it's Lionel Messi, who, like you mentioned, scores two incredible goals, one from open play with that amazing over the top pass. And then, like you said, that free kick that was unbelievable and just like you have to watch it to believe it. So with that brings, you know, even though Messi missed a good part of this season to injury, I believe that gives him 17 goals and 15 assists, which is 32 goal contributions. Now, maybe you can double check that number for me.
It is. That's right.
Right. So 32 goal contributions playing in half the season, but his team wins a Supporters Shield. So people are asking, and I'll show some of the comments, who should be given the MVP award. Twitter is completely divided. I think we've seen that. I think pundits are divided. Media is divided. Some Messi, some Suarez. I think there's also a case for, you know, Christian Benteke, who's going to win the Golden Boot from DC. You obviously have Cucho Hernandez, who if he had scored the penalty, maybe it'd be a different situation. So that's the question that people are asking, like, is Messi worthy of an MVP? And I'll give you my thoughts and then you can give me yours. And then I want to hear more from the comments, by the way. We're seeing a lot of people. So hi, everybody. Black Story, great to see you again. I know it's been a minute. Talking about, do we think he's going to start or play? We'll get to that in a little bit. But for MVP, I think the answer is no. Now, the reason I say that is because I think part of winning the MVP award, it should be about who makes the biggest difference in the team's overall winning throughout the season. And while from like a ratio perspective or a numbers perspective, it would be Messi, because you would say, well, he got 32 goal contributions in X amount of minutes that he played. Yeah, that's really high. And that would be the best compared to the rest of the league, right? But you really can't do it divided by the amount of minutes he's played. You have to do it really divided by the amount of minutes his team has played. You know what I mean? So thinking about all the games he missed and stuff, that percentage then changes. And you know, maybe then he becomes like the second or third option that would get the MVP, just not the first. So like, I don't know if that makes sense, because I'm basically just trying to say, I think if anything, honestly, Suarez has more of a chance of getting it Messi, because Suarez has had an incredible goal contributions this year, scored a lot of goals and played a lot more than Messi. And so, you know, for the two and a half months that Messi was out in the middle of the season to the initial injury he got in the beginning of the season, Suarez played most of those games and was really instrumental in getting a lot of those wins. And so it's just the MVP award is not the MVP of the game and not who is the best player, but it's who is the most valuable to the team's success over a whole season. And so because of that, I think if you ask me next year, yeah, I feel pretty confident it'll be Messi. And even if you gave it to him this year, I think you'd have a lot of people who'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. But I just think like, you need, when you're talking about MVP, it needs to be looking at like all available minutes played. And I think Messi would agree that he would say, I didn't play as much as the other people who, you know, made an X amount of contribution to his team. I think he could still be the MVP of the team. I think he could be the MVP of the playoffs. I think he could be, you know, the best player in MLS. I think those things could be true, with also saying maybe not the MVP of the whole entire season. That's my thought.
Okay. So how do you say he's the best player, the MVP of the team, the MVP of the playoffs, the MVP of the – what else? You said another one.
Best player.
But he's not MVP of the league. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Why I say it, though? Because I'm not saying he's – there's a difference between being the best player and being the most valuable to your team's overall success throughout the course of a season.
He's not the most valuable player to his team over the overall season. Like, without
him, he is, but a lot of their wins came when he wasn't playing. It's just about availability. It's not because he's not the best.
Well, I don't think you can penalize him because his team stepped up. Like, would it have been better if Inter Miami played poorly? Like, then he's the MVP. Like, to me, that's
But he just, I think it makes it no.
No, but you're not the first one to say this. I've seen this all over the place too. I've been reading people saying that Messi shouldn't be the MVP because he missed a lot of time, and because there's players that he was only played 49% of the game. Like, to me, like, that's irrelevant. I don't think that matters. I think that at the end of the day, you look at the numbers. When the numbers, he's the best player on a per game basis above any player. When you do the numbers, look at the numbers, and he's scoring more goals. He's assisting more. He's doing the most than any other player with the time that he's put in to this league. He has, as you said, 17 goals and 15 assists. That's 32 goals. He's joint second behind Evander from Portland, along with Luciano Acosta, who has the same 32 goals, and he's a guy that's an MVP candidate. He has more goal contributions than Cucho Hernandez, who, by the way, is an MVP candidate, and he's the guy that had the MVP award last season, mm-hmm. and Messi's doing better than him, and he won the award last season. I mean, look, some of these guys that are in conversations with him have played, or most of them, if not all, have played more than 2,000 minutes in the entire season so far. Messi has done more than most of them in 1,424 minutes. Like, that's insane.
Do you think that should be from a competitor standpoint? Like, think about it from a league standpoint. Like, do you think it should be rewarded that? And it's not, again, it's not because it's penalizing him or saying it's a problem, but it's like saying, you know, someone who's smarter, let's like put it into an analogy of school. Like, one person studies for a test, like, for a week, right? And they get, like, an 85. And then the other person doesn't have to study because they're naturally brilliant, and they get, like, an 87. It's like saying, well, should the one who studied more and got a similar score but a little less, like, do you think they deserve it or earn it more? Is, like, kind of, like, the question. And I think the answer is no. Meaning it makes sense that this is actually a really great comment. Messi is a victim of himself. If it was someone else with the same thing, they would be the MVP. And I think that's exactly right. Messi has the highest possible bar. And I really do think if you were to ask him, like, do you think that you deserve MVP when you played 700 minutes less than the rest of the people in the category, and your team won like 13 of the X amount of games it played without you, do you think you should win? I think he would say no. That's what I mean.
I don't think it's about who deserved it. I don't think it's that's right in the conversation. The moment it's about who it is, who is the most valuable player. It's not about who deserved it. The moment you say who deserved it, it becomes a perspective thing. Oh, I think this person deserves it because they have a beautiful smile. I think this person deserves it because they played this many minutes. Campana. I think this person deserved it because, man, they're so nice in the locker room. Like to me, it's not about who deserved it. It's about who is the most valuable player. Ask yourself, you want to go on a per-game basis? On a per-game basis, as I said, Messi is the best player in the league on a per-game basis. That is not who deserved it. That is not an opinion. That is not a suggestion. That is facts. On a per-game basis, he is the best, hands-down player in the entire league. Now, you want to ask yourself, how valuable is he to Inter Miami? Does Inter Miami make it to the playoffs without Messi? Despite him playing in 49% of the games, do they make it without Messi? Answer is no. Do they win the Supporter Shield without Messi? Answer is no. Do they make it to Leagues Cup without Messi? Answer is no. Do they make it to the Champions Cup without Messi? Answer is no. Do they get a does Carnival come in and become a brand partner with them? No. Without Messi, no. Is Apple
TV really no? Because it's Royal Caribbean, so you're Royal Caribbean. You're even
whatever.
More
what
right.
did I say? I don't even know what I said.
Carnival.
Carnival. Whatever. Is Chase coming in and doing all this stuff at Chase Stadium? No. Like this. Messi is the most valuable player to Inter Miami. Everything that they've been able to do from on the field to a branding to a business is because of Messi. The players that are on the team, there are many players that are on the team only because Messi is on the team. I can go on forever. Like we can do a whole episode on why Messi is valuable to Inter Miami. So I'll stop there. But that point is, it's facts. That's not an opinion. Messi is the most valuable player to Inter Miami. Now you want to go to the league. Do you think that Messi is not the most valuable player to this league? And so the same way I just did the same thing with Inter Miami, I can do it for the league. Do you think there's all this Apple TV money being poured into the league if Messi isn't in MLS? No.
But that's not what the award is. This is meant to be from a team perspective. This is meant to be who brings the most, you know, to the game. Like you could say,
what is it though?
How about then in NFL? Here's the perfect NFL comparison. Travis Kelce, because of Taylor Swift and them dating, right? How much money, revenue, and interest do you think Travis Kelce brought to the NFL last year because Taylor went to the games to support him?
A lot.
Do you think he's going to get the MVP?
I don't know. But I'm not saying that we're basing it just on that. I'm saying it's an array of things.
But he won the Super Bowl.
I think was he the most valuable player to the Chiefs? I don't watch him too often. I don't know, but I do know that Messi is the most valuable player to Inter Miami. I know that everything that they have done is because of Messi. So I know he's the most valuable player. Without him, they're at the bottom of the table. Without him.
100% agree.
I think that even that stretch, I think that stretch of 9 games that they won without him on the pitch is because of things that they learned when Messi was on the pitch. It is because of players that are on this team because Messi was here. If Messi wasn't here, they don't win those 9. If he wasn't on the team, I don't know if they win 9. They go on a 9 of 10 streak. Like, I think that we're looking at trivial things. Things like, okay, it's why are we penalizing Messi being an MVP because he got injured? Why are we penalizing Messi because he gets called to Argentina? Like, that makes no sense to me that he's being penalized because of that. Because despite him missing time, he was still like that. That speaks to how great he is. That even him missing these games and half of the league, he still got Inter Miami to the place that they are now. So to me, Messi is hands down the MVP from a number standpoint. Like, if you... Okay, here's the biggest thing, and I guess I'll end with this because I can go on forever. We're all talking about time, right? We're all talking about how many minutes he played. You know what? MLS made it easy for you. MLS said, in order to be in the running or in talks for MVP, you have to at least have played 1,000 minutes. They said that. They literally said that for him to be in the running for it. He did. He played at least 1,000 minutes. He played 1,424 minutes. Boom. Take minutes out the door. You don't have to worry about that. MLS did all the work for you. Stop thinking about it. Stop talking about minutes. Why? Because MLS did that for you. Now, do you want to have a conversation about what MLS should do and say maybe MLS should increase it to 1,500 minutes? And in that case, Messi wouldn't have been in the running for it? Okay, maybe that's a conversation. But you can't have a conversation about minutes and time when MLS already said that for you. Your conversation is no. It's your beef is right. With MLS, not with Messi. And I'll end with that. To me, the minutes is not an issue when it comes down to here. He did everything he needed to do in half the time everybody else did. And that just speaks to his greatness and why he's MVP.
I think that's a really great argument. And if minutes aren't a factor, I 100% agree with you. I just think, in my opinion, minutes are a factor. And I would also say this, and just for the people in the comments and everything, like, if Messi wins the MVP, I'll be very happy. Like, just, I don't think he doesn't deserve it. I said I don't think he's going to win it because I think the league overall is looking at it from a bigger picture of meaning, like, part, in my opinion, part of being the best in the league is also being available, because it's just like, then Messi can win everything every single time.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every year for, like, look at the Ballon d'Or, you know, all those past years, he's won it a lot, right? He's won it 8 times, but he was probably eligible to win it. You know, Ronaldo won a bunch of other things. He could have won it every single time because he is the best. He was the best player in the world, and he was the most impactful player for Barcelona. So he could have always won it. He could have won it every single year, but he didn't, because there has to be, I think, like, some parity. Do you know what I mean? Like, there has to be other factors in looking at it from a big picture. Because to your point, he is the best. He brings the most to the team. He's the best in the league. He's the MVP. I think that's true. I think what makes it a little different is because you could even say someone on his own team was slightly more valuable for the overall team's year-end performance. So looking at every single MLS game that was played, Luis Suarez played more minutes and scored more goals and created more chances for his players that directly impacted the results of Inter Miami winning and then getting the Supporters Shield. Who's better and who's more valuable? Lionel Messi. But if you're looking at it from a statistics standpoint and looking at it from an overall season, from minute one to minute 2000 or however long the season is, I think the one who did it more was Luis Suarez. So that's why I say it becomes a difficult argument, because I think if there was no one else on the team who was close in terms of, like, the impact they make, then it's not a conversation. But I think you have someone directly next to him who makes it more of a conversation. And then when you start comparing apples to apples, you're like, well, one played more, scored more, and led to more wins. Doesn't mean they're better. Just means from a numbers perspective. Does that make sense? Like, I'm just trying to play, like, devil's advocate. You know what I mean? Because sense.
I mean, if Suarez, look, if Suarez gets MVP, he should be in the running. Suarez definitely should be in the running. What you said, it makes sense. He should be in the running. I think Messi is over him in MVP talks. I think
I think so too. But
Suarez, like, if Suarez wins it over Messi, I'm fine with it. I don't think that it is. I don't think it would be outlandish for Suarez to win. He's scored more, but he doesn't have more goal contributions. Messi has more goal contributions in total. But yeah, Suarez has been, and we said this in, I think we had a similar talk in, I don't know if it was last episode or the previous one, where Suarez in Messi's absence kind of also helped put this team on his shoulders at times, and also was able to do a lot and is a big reason why Inter Miami won 9 of 10. So he's definitely deserving to be in the talks. So
I'm just trying to give, like I said, does Messi deserve it? Probably. Is he the best? 100%. Is he the most valuable? 100%. I'm just saying, if he doesn't, it's not like I don't understand why, is my point. Like, yeah. I'm just, you know, just about trying to just show both sides. But obviously, as an Inter Miami fan and a Messi fan, I know that every single game he plays, he's the most valuable player on the pitch for either team. Always number one.
Yeah, and just to answer some questions, I believe playoffs aren't part of the regular
season. No, they're not. If they were, then that would definitely be a different story because, of course, then Messi is the clear MVP.
And I think, Alessio, you asked if that you weren't aware about the 1,000-minute threshold. So that was reported by a well-known MLS reporter, Fabian Renkel. He put out some tweets talking about these different things, and he's a trustworthy source, and he did say that the 1,000-minute threshold was put on there. So that's where that came from.
I thought this was a good comment too. Like, the time factor also maybe isn't as big of an argument because of the international breaks. Like, I think if it was just he left for Argentina and he left for Copa America and they kept playing, but then he came back, like, then he's MVP by a billion. I think he was injured for a part of it makes it why it makes it a little bit more murky. But, you know, reasons he can play that are related to international and things like that, and even just rest, I think are totally understandable. I just think it's because he had two bad injuries this year that kept him out for a while. It does, to your point, though, show just how amazing he is that even though he missed so much, we're still like, oh, 32 goal contributions.
Yeah, well,
like,
imagine international duty.
Shield, like, easy work.
No, I thought that was a great point. Imagine you take out international duty, you're adding a few games to the amount of games that he would have played. So it definitely does factor in, and that goes to my previous point why I think time shouldn't be I shouldn't penalize him in those talks because of things that are out of his control. Like, you know, he's totally. You can't penalize him for being the best player in Argentina and being called for every game. But that was
definitely a great can't penalize him for that. But you can't. I don't want to. You can penalize him for being injured, not as an actually, but meaning like those things happen, and when people get injured, normally that lessens their chance of winning individual awards. It's not like a punishment. It's more of just like a, you know, the amount of availability lessens, which is one of the factors. But look, again, we'll move on. And I think it's a great conversation to have. And look, there's still two games left. There's still opportunity. If Messi's the one who ends up winning, can't say he doesn't deserve it. I just think that you may see, like, I can understand how people can feel both ways about it. You know what I mean? I just think it's a fair thing that, yeah, the numbers are, he played less than everybody else, but he's much greater than everybody else. So how, just from a precedent, how do you decide that? But what is still available and that is still on the table is the points record, right? Which is 73 points. We have two games left. Inter Miami have two games left. They play today at 4 p.m. and then they play next Saturday against New England Revolution, who I believe are last in the East. Two winnable games. I think that we had tied the three games before Wednesday, and we were saying, oh, looks like the points records, it's just not really in the cards. And you know, but the most important thing is supporter shield and having players healthy and getting into good form for the playoffs, right? I think all those things are still true, but they got an incredible win on Wednesday that was maybe not thought of being able to win. And now it puts them in a situation where the last two games they play are very winnable games and means the points record is still on. If they win today against Toronto and they win next week at home, they get the points total. They beat the record. What do you think about that? Do you think that's not going to factor into any of the decisions when it comes to today's lineup? I know next week we know that they're like Messi will be gone, Campana will be gone, and David Ruiz will be gone, and I think one other that I'm missing, but yeah, they will all be on international duty.
Four or five call-ups. I can't.
They will all be on international duty. So 100%, they're not going to play next Saturday, but I would still say that, look, even, you know, we will have Suarez, we will have a bunch of other players who are more than capable. We'll have Alba, we'll have Busquets. We have plenty of players who are capable of beating New England at home. So the real question is, like, today's game, who do we think is going to play, who's going to start, and do we think it's something that they're really thinking about? Is that now it's kind of gotten back to, oh, Kremaski and David Ruiz, thank you. So yeah, those are the four players: Kremaski, David Ruiz, Messi, and Campana. And out of all of those four, only one of them is a starter. I mean, it's obviously the starter, it's Lionel Messi, but I'm just saying, it's, you know, that doesn't mean that next week's game's going to have by any means a B squad, right? So what happens today that would maybe change that up?
So yeah, I think that just to go back on your previous point first, so obviously today we'll have everybody, then there's two FIFA dates in between, and then so our players should be back for the last game against New England because the FIFA dates are in between those two games.
You're right, the game's not next Saturday, it's the Saturday after.
Yeah, the 10th and the 15th.
Oh, my fault. Oh, okay, well then that definitely changes it, but I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, so the 10th and the 15th we'll have our FIFA date, and then obviously the last game against New England is going to be the 19th. So
wow,
if everybody's healthy, we should have everybody. So for I guess for tonight, and talking about the points record still on, I think that the point record is something that they very much want. Inter Miami wants to do it. I think players, anytime that there's an opportunity to break history, they relish in that. It's something that they want. In interviews, they may talk about how maybe that's not important and that sort of thing. But that, at the end of the day, they're competitive. They're going to want that record. I think that there's a difference between wanting that record and letting that record dictate what's going to be, or who is going to be on the field. I don't think there's any way that they're going to change what they think is best for this team, what players should be rested and all that, thinking about the points record. At the end of the day, if it happens, even better, but you already reached what you wanted to do, which is you secure the supporter shield. So goal completed. Right now, points record is just a cherry on top. So if I'm thinking about today, I'm looking at some of these players that really deserve rest, right? So obviously, with Messi, he's still coming back from his injury. Every game has been playing better. And I think that when we look at some of the comments that Tata Martino made throughout the week, he was saying they want to find a balance between resting him and not having him accumulate too much time, but also taking into consideration the fact that they know that with the more minutes he plays, the more he gets back into rhythm. So they don't want to completely, you know, discard that either. So they're trying to find a balance. So I think today is going to be interesting. Are they just going to sit him completely knowing that he has two games coming up with Argentina and they don't know yet if they're going to play him against New England, or are they going to find a better balance where maybe he plays some minutes and maybe he comes out early? Or rather, what we've seen, I think, more often than not is Messi doesn't like to come out early. So he may not start, and then we've seen him get minutes in the second half.
Right.
If I'm a betting man, I would probably say he doesn't start, and I would say he probably gets some minutes, maybe 60, 65. So he does continue building that momentum, building that rhythm, and building his physique to get himself 100%. Because I know he also wants to make sure he's 100% for Argentina. So he doesn't want to, you know, that lapse of playing time. So if I'm a betting man, I think that that happens. I'd like to see Suarez too, maybe not get the full, at this point, just keep everybody healthy. If you look at the report that was given for, I think it came out yesterday, to, you know, who's healthy, who's not on the team. Basically, everybody's healthy except for those that you know that are out for this season, right? Like Freire and Facundo Farias and Afonso and somebody else. Like those guys we know that aren't going to play this season. The only one that's still on there, which I think was a really nice sign, was David Martinez is actually upgraded to questionable.
Right. I think we may be able to get him back for the last game. Yeah,
we may get him back to the last game. So this team is the healthiest that they've been so far this season. You want to maintain that going into the playoffs, knowing that that was a big problem early on in the season, right? So for me, just make sure everybody's healthy. Go about it a prudent way. If you want to win the record for most points, that's awesome. I hope it happens, but let that not dictate what you're going to do on the field today. You're going against Toronto.
They're ninth right now. They have the last playoff spot, but they're tied with a couple other teams looking for that last spot. So they're going to definitely be playing to win.
And you look at the team when they went on this run without Messi. I think they can beat Toronto with a team that might not have Messi or Suarez for the entirety of the mount. Also, look, Campana's going to play. He got called up against Ecuador, which was a really nice surprise. We know how much that means to him and how he hasn't had the chance as of late to play with them. Get him into some rhythm. Give him that opportunity to get minutes today. Rest the all-stars, and hopefully that'll also give Campana some confidence. And hopefully, you know, the coach for Ecuador sees him get some minutes. Hopefully he scores a goal today, and that leads to him getting minutes for Ecuador. So that's kind of how I'm looking at this game.
Yeah, I see this comment a couple of times, like, will Messi play? Please answer. I mean, look, we don't know 100%. We don't, obviously, like, we're not inside the locker room and with Tata with the game plan. I'll say this. If he's available to play, which so far it is, he's not on the injury report, he's going to play. He's not someone who sits on the bench for the whole entire game. I will say I agree with you that I think it's unlikely that he starts. He may, because to what we were saying earlier, and to what Tata was saying earlier, and to what Messi has said, like, rhythm is important. And you can even see with Messi how he played 3 games ago versus how he played Wednesday. Like, Wednesday, he was on it. He was rocking. Like, he looked great. He looked like almost back to him, his normal self. And so
in the previous game, he showed a lot of fatigue. So obviously, each game, he's getting better.
You know, getting better each game. And him personally as a competitor, knowing he's going to go playing 2 games for Argentina, but which isn't for 5 days, you know, playing 4 games in 14 days isn't that crazy to, you know, someone of his caliber. And I think, especially knowing that the last game against the 19th, he probably will not start, like, after coming back from Argentina, like, very unlikely to start playing against the team in the 14th. Like, I could see the situation where he's like, no, I want to start today. Like, I want to keep my fitness up. My next game isn't for 5 days. And I know it's going to be high intensity playing in World Cup qualifiers with Argentina. I don't want to be off for over a week and not play. Yeah. Like, I could see that very much being him, but it could also be a case where he's like, you can play the second half, come in at like the 55th minute, play for 40 minutes, play the game out. So we'll see. It's weird. Yeah. That's kind of like a non-answer. I would say this. I think that there's like at least an 80 to 85% chance he plays minutes today. I just can't tell you when they're going to be. But he's really very unlike him. Like, he does not want to be named on the bench and play 0 minutes. It's just not what he does. It's not what he likes. And so I think since he's available, he will be playing. And the other players, you know, I saw a good comment when I see who Alessio thinks. Campana, Frey, Rojas. I think I agree. I think Gomez should be rested because he's back and his fitness is back, but he has obviously had some injuries this season. I agree that he should get some rest and Taylor should play. I agree that Suarez should get some rest and Campana should play. I will say, though, with Luis Suarez, he's not going on international duty. Obviously, he retired. So if the next game isn't for 14 days from today. So if you think about Wednesday, then that's 19 days of rest, which maybe can sometimes feel like too much for someone like Luis Suarez. So he may also be in a similar camp where he's like, I definitely need to play a little bit today because it's important for me to keep in rhythm. So it'll be interesting. I think you'll get all the stars playing. I just don't know in what capacity. But we can talk about with or without those stars playing. What do we see this game looking like? And by the way, wow, 330 people on this live. We know we haven't been live in a while. And to see all of you guys here getting some really great comments and feedback and questions and opinions, it's been amazing. So thank you so much for watching, participating. This has been a really fun one.
Yeah, agreed. Man, and we were wondering. I was like, okay, we haven't had like much of a – we didn't announce it yesterday. We're going to do it 15 minutes before and announce it. And just the fact that you're all here is really fun, especially with a game a couple hours or a few hours away. So that's exciting. Now, look, I'm looking at this Toronto team and, you know, they're obviously middle of the pack. They're a team that gets scored on a lot. So I think that, you know, there's only two other teams in the East that got scored on more than them. They got scored on 60 times. The only other there's three teams. I got Montreal, DC United, and then New England. So they're a team that if Inter Miami plays their cards right, comes out with the right strategy, comes out aggressive, they can get a few goals. We can see quite a few goals in this game. And then on the other hand, they're not a team that scores much. They've only scored 40 goals, which is basically like there's only two other teams that have scored less than them in the Eastern Conference. So by all accounts given, when you're looking at this team that against this Toronto team, if Miami plants themselves correctly, if they've got the right personnel on the pitch, and just going based off of the fact, again, they handled themselves pretty well on that 9 of 10 game win streak, I think that they can get the job done tonight. The one factor I would say is you've got Toronto still in the hunt to try to make it into the postseason. So they're going to give it their all. Obviously, they're playing at home. So this isn't going to be a flop and just give it. This isn't a gimme, I think, for Inter Miami, especially when we're still yet to see what the lineup is going to be for Miami. So I would just say they just got to keep their concentration, make sure that they play from
the
very beginning. And like champions that they are, play from the very beginning and just don't play down to their competition. They might come in here, you know, saying we're playing against a Toronto team that isn't up to par with us. And those sorts of things, I think, can then lead into problems in the game. So as long as they can keep their composure, that they can play good from the start, don't let these silly goals within the first 5 minutes happen like we've
had
throughout the season. That way it looks like we've gone past, but that's always good. But
remember that stretch where every game
it was like three or four minutes, right? Wasn't it like within the first 5 or 10 minutes? That was
for like five games in a row.
Yeah, that was funny.
We won most of them in the end, but yeah.
Yeah, so as long as we can gain our composure and play good from the start, I think that Inter Miami should win this game. But again, just don't play down, because we got to remember Toronto's still in the hunt and they're going to want to win this game. And man, that'd be a statement for them being the Supporters Shield champs at home. That'd be great for them. And I assume that it's going to be a big, big crowd as well. Anytime Inter Miami is going into any city, it's typically big crowds. We saw a lot of these on social media. Some fans had written to us and commented asking, you know, hey, I paid a lot of money, or I have friends that paid a lot of money to go see Messi. Is he going to play? Is he not? I think that they're going to take the chance. Whether they know if Messi's playing 100% or he's going to play only 30 minutes, it's worth the risk to them, because how often are you going to see Messi play at your home stadium? So it'll be a good game. I think we should have some excitement on this one.
100% agree. I mean, yeah, to your point, like obviously Toronto has quality. I see a comment here, and I haven't checked this myself, so I'm not 100% sure, but saying Bernadeschi and Insigne are not playing. If they're not playing, then really Inter Miami should have no trouble, because those are obviously two players with a lot of quality. So I'm not 100% sure about that, but regardless, you know, this team definitely, I think, has enough to win. And in their eyes, I think if they could win this game with, you know, with or without playing Messi and Suarez 90 minutes, for example, they can win. And then you're putting yourself in a position where you'll be at home after the international break, playing against the 14th team in the East, with a chance to, you're going to get presented with the Supporters Shield in front of all of your home fans. It's the week before the playoffs start. And, you know, you have a chance to break a record. I think that would be really interesting. And so I think this team is putting itself in a position where, you know, it's definitely not going to be all quote unquote B team today, which, by the way, I still think all of our players are still a lot of quote unquote B team non-starters are still very, very good in this league. We talked about it a lot Wednesday. Media has been talking about it. The team Chris Henderson and Tata assembled that is so deep and full of such talent and ability, I wouldn't bet against us. So let's get predictions wise. I mean, obviously I'm the one who's right and who's been so smart, Astrodamus. Even though I'm probably gonna get a lot of heat for the MVP part, like I said, if Messi wins, I'll be very, very happy. I'm just saying I can see both sides. That's all I'm trying to say. With the predictions, I think Inter Miami are gonna win. And I actually don't think they're going to – I think the defense is going to continue showing out. And so I think we're going to win 2-0.
Okay. That makes sense.
And until we get scored on in the first 4 minutes. But for now, that's what I'm going to say.
And then your score goes out the door. You see, that's why I typically won't predict the zeros, just so that my score doesn't go out the – like I always have –
there you go.
You know, whether we get scored on, there's always still a chance that I may be right. So – I think that Inter Miami is definitely going to win, and I'm going to predict they win, just because I would like to see that points record added to like another one of the on the list of achievements for Inter Miami this season. So I'll go with a win. I think as long as this team can just take care of the ball as well. We saw that last game where they were just a lot of errant passes, especially at the beginning of the game. There were just a lot of passes that were really bad, and they gave up the ball in the midfield, which caused a lot of danger for Miami's defense. If they can take care of the ball, they should do good against this Toronto team. So I'm going to go with I think it's going to be a 2-1. I'm going to go with the same score prediction I had last time. You may be thinking it's safe, Gian, you know, stop being a chicken. Stop, you know, I don't care what you say. I'm going to go stick to my guns. I'm going 2-1. I really think that this will be a fun game. And so I'll give it a 2-1. And now I was just looking at the score. Not the score, some of the predicted lineups here, and definitely no Bernadeschi in this one. Or
right, because he got a red card. Okay, well, then there you go. That makes a big difference. Anna's going guns blazing, putting you in the dust for 4-1. That a girl. That's what you're talking about. Now someone who – that's a score line. Let's go.
I like that one. Hey, somebody said stick to my chicken guns.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I am. I'll prove you guys wrong. You'll see.
You may have it. Pure Vibe saying 3-1. This is exciting. As always, leave your prediction in the comments, and we'll shout you out if you get it right. Like I said, yeah. I got it right last time, so I'm shouting myself out. So good job, Ashley. But yeah, wow. What an awesome episode. So great being with you all. Thank you so much for joining. We'll be here for obviously the last game of the season. We'll have the playoffs, obviously MVP potentially. Lots of incredible things to discuss. We're really excited about it. So as always, please make sure you're following us on Twitter/X at Messi & Co. That's where we're going to give our news updates, when we're going live, when we're putting up episodes, all that good stuff. Make sure you're following on YouTube, 5 Reasons Sports, notification bell on. Like this video, comment this video, let us know what you think. Let me know why I'm wrong about Messi winning MVP undoubtedly.
Please guys, please let me know.
And yeah, this was awesome. So for this episode of Messi & Co., I'm Ashley, that is Gian, and we will see you next time.
See you guys next time.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.